Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother Two Posts from DontParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, today I want to bring you an audio, an exposing of the Asbury University Revival Exposed. I'm calling it Asbury University Revival Exposed. Yeah, I don't know if you've heard about this. February 2023, there is a so-called revival that's broken out on this university campus in Kentucky called Asbury University. And I want to make sure that we cover this biblically. We are told to test all things, 1 Thess 5. We're told to be Bereans, Acts 17. And I encourage you to go to don'tperish.com, look up the gospel, see what the biblical gospel is, and make sure you're born of it. And I wanted to make an audio to walk us through this so-called revival. I believe it's a false revival. And I also have a testing up at don'tperish.com. Soon you'll be able to Google it and it'll come right up on Google. So let's get right to this. I want to walk you through why this Asbury University revival is unbiblical, not of God, and it might actually have been staged. Yep, I'm going to say that. I think there's evidence that it is timed out perfectly with a few functions that are happening right on the campus. And it's linked to the New Apostolic Reformation and Roman Catholicism. Yep. So let's talk about this. I'll offer you the evidence. I'll document it. You can go to the testing and look it all up. But did you know that the Bible never promises a revival in the last days? It promises a great falling away. Is it in fact the truth? Think about that. All these people talk about revivals. The Bible never promises a revival. It talks about a great falling away. These revivals are false. If you go to the testing link or you go to my teaching blog, I've got a audio up on lying signs and wonders to show you that these revivals are not of God. They're false. They're made of man. I think Satan is behind many of them. It's moving people towards a one world religion and antichrist system. So now, I've heard people say this about this revival and many other ones, that it's like the Acts 2 scriptures where Peter talked about Joel 2 and pouring out his spirit upon the youth and they'd have dreams and visions and all these things. But if you go look at that context, Joel 2 is about the last days in Israel before the Lord returns. I have an article on that at the teaching blog from DontParish.com. It's also linked on the article that is exposing this false revival. I don't believe that's what's going on here either. That context is in the last days. So before we move on to this testing of Asbury University and their false revival, let's talk about some key points on biblical revivals. Well, no, biblical moves of God. I don't believe there is such a thing as biblical revivals. I believe there's moves of God, like when Jonah went to Nineveh and they all repented. Okay? Let's look at some key points that would be proof that God is involved there. Ready? How about it's marked by sound doctrine and the biblical gospel being proclaimed? Yep. That ain't happening at Asbury. How about it's marked by people that are coming out of all sin and worldliness, they're not staying in it. How they act, talk, dress, live, everything changes. Nope, that's not happening in Asbury. We're going to talk about that. How about it's marked by religious places repenting and stopping all of their man-made false ways like emotional fleshly music, pagan holidays, feminization, pagan holidays of Christmas and Easter, things like that. Nope, that's not happening there. Asbury still does that stuff after many revivals. We'll talk about that. How about a true move of God is rooted in the preaching of the word and not emotionally based with a lot of music, repetitive music over and over and over and a lot of emotion. We don't come after God, please God, seek God in emotion. We walk in spirit and truth. That comes from the preaching of the word and the move of the spirit, not all of this emotionalism. How about this one? It's not led by the youth, but it's led by the Holy Spirit. I agree. But overseen by the mature men of God, the elders in the body, to make sure it has sound doctrine. A lot of these revivals are led and run by or overseen by youth. And the Bible talks about not having a novice teach and lead. So that's just some characteristics of a true move of God. 1 Timothy 4:16 says, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt save both thyself and them that hear thee. That word doctrine means instruction. Yeah, Asbury doesn't have sound instruction. They have what? False man-made religion. Let's talk about that. We're going to talk about that in a minute. So, again, February 2023, this is how it all happened. Some students were at a chapel meeting at the Wesleyan University called Asbury in Kentucky, and they never left the chapel meeting after a message was given by a man. We're going to talk about him. And it went on for 10 days as of this publication. Now, I think it's winding down. I think the leader said they're going to try to shut it down now and get back to normal. But it went on for about 10 days. And again, they said it was a move of the youth. It got plastered all over social media, millions seeing it, thousands of people flocking to it from all over the world. Yeah, that's sad. We'll talk about why. And it was a meeting that from eyewitnesses, I was not there, but I've seen video, I've heard audio, I've seen people's testimonies of a lot of, mostly all singing, a lot of crying, some testimony, very little preaching of the word, very little gospel truth, and I heard none at all that anyone came out and reported solid gospel truth, bits and pieces here and there, and lots of fleshly emotionalism. And they had lots of altar calls. Altar calls are made of man. It's a false revival way, and they lack sound doctrine, the truth of God, obedience, and holiness to Scripture. Again, if you go to the testing, Asbury University Revival Exposed, you could see the link of my article on altar calls are not biblical. I saw a headline in the paper, not paper, online, on one of the websites when I was doing my research. It says, line stretches half a mile as the fruit of revival is on display at Asbury. A very, very healing experience. So here's what's happening. These emotional, man-made, Satan-made, so-called revivals, you know what happens? It always draws a bunch of unbiblical seekers looking and running for signs and wonders. It ends up being like a circus show. And you know why this is so unbiblical? Because anyone who is truly born of God or wants to be born of God or seeks after God, the Spirit of God comes to them or is already in them via the gospel. If you're born of Christ, his shed blood, repentance, being born again, born from above, following him in holiness and enduring, that's the gospel. The Spirit is already in us. We don't need to run and try to get it somewhere from some other place. 1 Corinthians 6:19, Paul says, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And sadly, all of these people doing this, they show that most of them don't have the fruit of new life in Christ's sound doctrine, good biblical teaching, and they're all seeking what? Signs and wonders. We're going to read a verse about that in a minute. People love to seek their signs and wonders, just like they did in Jesus' day. They were looking for food and miracles from him. They didn't want truth. They all departed on the truth, most all of them, except for his closest disciples. And Jesus warned us it would be that way in the last days. I'm going to read you a verse on that. And I believe Satan is using all these false revivals, signs, wonders, emotionalism to deceive the masses. But you know what's an awesome report? God's word always, God's people always use his word, and we test all things, and we know right from wrong, good from evil, sin from righteousness, and we test them all by their fruit. And this Asbury University fruit is rotten to the core. All right, so on my testing, I got a picture of a young man. I saw his testimony. Things like this are being said from this revival. Signs and wonders, ready? This young man said there was a cloud that came over the city and was over the city the entire time. Yeah, insinuating that it was the glory cloud of the Lord. That's what he was insinuating. You're going to get a lot with these false revivals. There was already a situation where a demon was so-called cast out of her. So this is telling us that the NAR types are in their midst already. We're going to prove that it's linked to this. And again, I'm not saying demons don't exist and that some people don't need to have demons cast out. I'm not saying that. But the big problem with the NAR deliverance people, Christians can't be indwelt by demons. That's another whole teaching I'm working on. So they tend to thrive on deliverance and thinking everyone has a demon, everything's a spirit of lust, spirit of thievery, spirit of fear, spirit of this. They think there's spirits of all of that, and actually there isn't. There's demon spirits, of course, and then there's man's sinful flesh. Again, that's another whole topic. But again, I've heard all kinds of false testimonies, things like this. You hear this a lot. Ready? You could feel the Holy Spirit. It was so thick. Not biblical. My hair stood up on the back of my neck. Not biblical. I got cold chills or hot flashes when I was there. That's emotionalism and fleshliness. That's not biblical. People say this. You can sense the presence of God. And they're crying out this. Ready? Oh, forget about doctrine and truth and all of our denominational differences. Let's just all get along here. Sounds like that movement coexists, doesn't it? This is a heretical false movement by its fruit. And Jesus speaks of this here. Let me read a scripture verse to you. Matthew 24. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I've told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he's in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he's in the secret chamber, believe it not. For as lightning coming out of the east and shineth unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Yeah, Christ said, don't be taken in by all these false signs and wonders. When he returns, nobody's going to miss him. And all of these false revivals are saying, he's here, he's in our presence, he's over there. Don't believe it, folks. This is not of God. It's a false working of man and Satan. I also saw a modern pastor who I definitely would not agree with on doctrine, but he went there and he reported, firsthand eyewitness, that a woman got on stage and told everybody the gospel was Jesus loves you and has a plan for your life. That sounds like Joel Osteen's gospel, and he's a heretic. So this man was concerned that the gospel was very light and weak, and it sounds like it was. No surprise, that's what often happens at these false revival events. Now, I need to throw this in here. Before you go crying, oh, you're blaspheming the Holy Spirit. No, no, I'm not. Let's talk about that. Blaspheming the Holy Spirit is blaspheming the work of Jesus that was being done directly through Jesus by the Holy Spirit. I'm not doing that. That's the context. The Pharisees were blaspheming the Holy Spirit that Jesus was doing work through casting out demons. I'm saying that this heretical Asbury and the NAR partners are suspect and could be of Satan. Totally different. Has nothing to do with my Lord and Savior and the Holy Spirit. I trust and believe in them. I don't trust these people. I don't trust their fruit. It's rotten. Not the same thing. It's not blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Go to the testing, Asbury University Revival Exposed, or go to my teaching blog. Yeah, I've got an audio on blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. You can't even blaspheme the Holy Spirit today. Yeah, go read that or listen to that teaching, and it'll help you. So there's also reports that a lot of Hillsong and Elevation music is being played there, which that's another huge warning sign. Fleshly, unbiblical, heretical music. Also, repetitive singing over and over and over and over is another trend. And what this does is it lulls people into like almost like trance-like states, and all the mass hysteria kind of takes over. And we see that a lot in a lot of these false cult movements. So you can't see it here on this audio, but I've got a video. And if you go look at the testing, it shows them jumping up and down, yelling, screaming, jumping up and down, being all fleshly and emotional. Romans 8:8 says we can't please God in the flesh. 2 John 1:4 says he wants his children to walk in the truth. And if you go study the word joy, yeah, I have an article on this too, at the teaching blog. The word joy in the New Testament, when the Holy Spirit brings you joy, it's inner calm and cheerfulness, not fleshly dancing and jumping around. So check out that video at the testing. And so the other thing I want to make a point of is that the so-called revival that's happening at Asbury, it's not new to this university at all. Nope. This has happened many, many, many times before right at this university. Huh. That's kind of suspect, isn't it? I think the real issue when you think of that is it's never led them to deeper holiness, full biblical truth in all of its ways. I'm going to show you that. It's worldly, it's carnal, it's heretical. It's not of God, all right? This college was involved in a revival in 1905, 1908, 1921, 1950, 1970, 1992, 2006. Yeah, this is nothing new for this college. And most importantly for this testing, They were involved in the Jesus movement of the 1970s. This is with a heretical movement of a homosexual street preacher named Lonnie Frisbee, heretical Chuck Smith from Calvary Chapel, and it brought rock and roll into the church body, and it further corrupted and perverted the gospel. Yeah. And there's a movie that's coming out. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. There's a movie coming out that ties us all together, and I think is rather interesting. So yeah, revival's nothing new to this Asbury College or university. This college is the product of John Wesley. He's from the Methodist false denomination. Yeah, it's made of man. It's not made of God. He was a man. He was into mysticism. He had a lot of various unbiblical doctrines that they still keep to date. Pagan holidays, feminization, false theology in various areas. And while they do have some truth, yeah, even blind squirrels will find some nuts, they have a lot of sin, a corrupt gospel, false man-made traditions. I've got a 10-point test at don'tperish.com, also on the testing, where you can go test them. And it shows you 10 points, and they fail virtually every one of them. This Asbury University does. Jesus said this in Mark 7, 6 through 9, keeping of man-made ways voids, it's in vain, your worship of God. So they keep a bunch of false man-made ways. Jesus said it makes your worship in vain. So I gave you a little bit of rough background about this university. They're not biblical to begin with. We're going to go back and I'm going to show you, tell you a little bit more. But let's get to the deeper reasons why I'm suspect of this false revival. It's not of God. Here on the testing, I have a picture of a man named Zach Meerkriebs. And he was the speaker that spoke for, I think, like 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And right before the revival supposedly happened. And he is an unbiblical man who works at the college in one of their departments. Ready for this? In his roughly 20 to 30 minute speech, he focused on the word love 140 times. Did you hear that? 140 times. Now, nothing wrong with the word love, but you know what? He didn't use the word holy. Not once, not good news, not gospel, not repentance, not sin, hell, nope. He did mention the Holy Spirit 9 times. He mentioned experiences 19 times. Feelings, he mentioned 20 times. And love, 140 times. But no repentance, no sin, no holiness. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about this guy. That's really makes it all kind of suspect. But go look at the article on the testing. You know, the Bible never uses love for evangelism. No, the call was always repent and come to know the love of God, but you must repent. And so they miss that. They're very love-centered, which is not a biblical gospel. It's man-centered, fleshly, and heretical. Now, speaking of this guy, Zach and Asbury, we know them by their heretical fruit and bad associations. Zach is on his Facebook page promoting a book by a man named Brian D. Sims. Brian D. Sims is a false, emergent-type leadership development coach, if you can imagine that. And he writes a book all about these false ways. And in this book, it's got a foreword written by a man named Alan Hirsch, who is another leadership, emergent, false teacher with a false gospel. This guy, Hirsch, once pastored a church in Australia that had 40% homosexuals practicing. And his wife once said this. I can't believe I have to say this, but I have to say it to give you the idea who these people are linked to, who they read, who they think are leaders in their so-called Christian world. Ready? His wife once said at the start of a Christian conference, imagine heaven is going to be like a nonstop orgasm. Yeah, I said it. I had to say it to give you the vulgarness of these people. These are corrupt, unbiblical people, far from the holiness, obedience, and the truth of the gospel. And Asbury, and this guy, Zach, are linked directly to them. Yep, I got a link up on Alan Hirsch at my website. If you Google Alan Hirsch exposed, my testing comes right up, number one, shows you. This guy claims to be a Christian, but he goes to Burning Man and hangs out with all the occult pagans. Just for fun. He's not there to preach the gospel. He says that they're spiritual in an interesting kind of way. Yeah. These are corrupt people that this Asbury and these men are involved in. Need more evidence that this university is corrupt? Here's a list of colleges, no, a list of churches that they recommend their students visit when they go abroad. Ready? Episcopalian, Pentecostal, Anglican, Catholic, another Anglican, a Presbyterian, and a Seventh-day Adventist. Yeah, these people are ecumenical up to their eyeballs. And this is not of God. God does not move through people that have all this false, corrupt, demonic, heretical theology. Going back, talking about the Catholics, they promote the Catholic Church, and it's a demonic false gospel that damns your soul. There was Catholic people at this revival, and one person said, Jesus was right next to me. Yeah, Roman Catholics are showing up there and reporting it's all of God. This is not good, folks. Mary doesn't hear your prayers. Jesus isn't in the bread and the wine, literally. You can't get your sins forgiven confessing to a priest, and God never ordained the Pope to play lording over ruler over the body of Christ. Roman Catholicism is false, but Asbury doesn't seem to know that. More evidence for you? I got a picture of this guy, Clint Baldwin, professor at this university. He's quoting Eugene Peterson in his interview. Eugene Peterson wrote the Heretical Message Bible. Peterson is a mystic, an emergent heretic, false man. Yeah, this is this Asbury University. How about this? Right on their website, I got a picture of it. Spiritual Formation Team. Do you know about spiritual formation? That is all types of Roman Catholic mystic ways to reach greater spirituality. It's not biblical. It's not of God. They have a whole special team for it, and they put it right on their website. All right, so getting back to the essence of this university, they claim they've had God show up all these times in these many revivals, what, 5, 6, 7 of them that I read to you? But you know what's sad? That they have never gone into full biblical holiness. And again, sorry I got to report this. Sorry I got to put it on the internet. But I actually have a picture of their Christian swim team. It's right on the website, from their website. And I got a picture on there. People in their underwear. Yes, they're in underwear. Showing themselves off for vainglory, for swimming competitions. And the school's promoting this, and they call this holy. This is worldly and carnal. This is not of God. You must not be deceived by these false teachers. Don't let them lull you into false doctrine and false gospels. This college is into pride, covetousness, vanity, fleshly false ways, idle worldliness of sports. When James 4:4 says what? To be a friend of the world makes you God's enemy. They're just like the world in how they act, talk, dress, do sports, live. This is not of God. And those revivals they had were false because it did not move them on to greater holiness. Does that make sense? I think it does. If you go to their website, you'll see a bunch of worldliness, lasciviousness, pride, vanity all over it. No personal holy conduct in how they act, talk, live, dress. Proving it's not of God. It's just another false denomination of man. And again, if these moves were of God, how come nobody picked up on that women shouldn't be standing up there teaching men? How about nobody picked up on the women should not be praying without their heads covered? How about nobody picked up on the people, the youth, are all up there showing their bodies off in tight clothing? That's not biblical. How come nobody's picking up on this? The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and the Holy Spirit is holy. He's not going to leave you in a worldly state. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says we're to be living sacrifices, not conforming to the world. Yeah. So more evidence this Asbury is not of God. All right. All of that said, you can go look at the testing. Let's get to why I think they should be marked and avoided per Romans 16, 17, and why I think this might have been a staged event. Do you know of something called the Collegiate Day of Prayer? Yeah, it's like a organization that's going to put on a day of prayer for college students. It has dubious associations, I'm going to show you. Did you know this Asbury is directly united to this heretical Collegiate Day of Prayer? And guess what? They're going to be having a broadcast culminating this whole event right at Asbury College. When? February 23rd. That's just a few days from the end of their so-called revival. What a coincidence that they're having a collegiate day of prayer and all of a sudden they had revival. I find that very suspect. And you know why? This collegiate day of prayer is directly linked to the NAR, New Apostolic Reformation, false teachers like Lou Engle. You ever see this guy? He sits in his chair and rocks back and forth. He says he has the Spirit of God, but he's got what they call a tick in his body where he moves and convulses. Yeah, this guy is not of God. Mike Bickle, the leader of International House of Prayer in Kansas City. These people believe that the glory cloud of God comes down. They believe you can raise the dead. They believe in all kinds of manifestations like slain in the spirit. And I've got pictures of both these men promoting the collegiate day of prayer that Asbury is involved in. Interesting. So we have mystic NAR types. And then we can throw in, we have Francis Chan, if you know about him. I have a testing link on there. Google Francis Chan exposed on Google. My testing comes right up. He's a Roman Catholic-leaning mystic heretic. He's also involved in this college day of prayer right with Asbury. These are corrupt, unbiblical men that the Bible says mark and reject and avoid. So this so-called revival seems to be timed out perfectly with this corrupt college day of prayer that Asbury is sponsoring right on their campus. What a coincidence. I don't think so. I don't think it's coincidence at all. And I don't believe it's of God at all because I've given you all the evidence to show it's not of God. I think it's of Satan and I think it's of man. One more interesting note as I close this out. Asbury was immersed in the 1970s corrupt Jesus people movement, I told you. Bunch of hippies coming to find Jesus. No doctrine, rock and roll music, acting all worldly, just saying love, love, love. That's not who Christ is. God is love, but to love God is to keep his commandments. 1 John 5:3. These people did not keep the commandments of God. Well, you know what's coming out? They're having their prayer thing on February 23rd. Do you know what's coming out all across America? A movie called Jesus Revolution on February 24th, the very next day. What a coincidence. And guess what? What is this movie all about? It documents the Jesus movement of the 1970s. And you know who they're highlighting? A homosexual preacher named Lonnie Frisbee. And get this, he's played in the movie by a Roman Catholic man who plays fake Jesus in the Chosen miniseries. Jonathan Rume, I think is his name. He's a Roman Catholic in real life. He's playing fake Jesus on the Chosen, which is supported by Mormonism. I have old testing on that. Go look it up at my website. The Chosen is a heretical, false thing you should not be watching. They do 95% of it isn't even from the Bible. But this movie, the Jesus Movement, is coming out the day after their prayer rally, promoting a homosexual preacher named Lonnie Frisbee. That's all been documented. He was preaching during the day and going to the homosexual areas at night. It's true. It's coming out right in time with their prayer rally and right in time with their so-called revival. I got a testing on Jesus Revolution movie exposed. Yeah, Google it. It comes right up. Or go to my teaching blog or Unbiblical Teachers blog. Actually, go to don'tperish.com and you'll find it. Or go to this testing of Asbury University Revival Exposed. Is that another amazing coincidence? No. I think it's a clever, planned out scheme by Satan the enemy and corrupt men to rope more people into going to see this movie, to get involved in these false revivals, to get involved in these false prayer movements. And it deceives them into thinking that revival's coming when it's not. It's a false revival. It's a part of the falling away, as I said. And remember, anybody that gets touched by the Spirit of God is led to truth and holiness, righteousness and goodness. These movements are all touched by emotionalism, no sound doctrine, and heresy. Total opposite of my father's character and nature. Don't get swept up in this. I think I'm going to end it here. My last statement is going to be, this is not a revival of God by its fruit. Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. It's a step to moving people into mysticism, false spirituality, emotionalism, ecumenicalism, sinful unity with many denominations and faiths. I believe, I don't know if I'm going to ever live to see it, it's all moving to a one world order system and the Antichrist in the last days, watering down Christianity more and more and more. So I hope all of this has warned you. I'm going to have more to come on this because it's going to keep coming up. Now they're saying revivals broke out at all these other schools because of this. People are rushing all over when, you know what? If you want to seek God, you need your Bible. You need a pure heart, poor in spirit. Cry out to God right where you are. Start reading. Start obeying. Start seeking the kingdom of God. You don't need to be running to some revival somewhere that's made of man. Follow the money. They're going to make money off of all of this with this movie and all of these things they're doing. I encourage you, test everything against the word of God. Stay away from these fake revivals, these false universities, these false organizations. Stay away from anything that promotes prayer rallies. You know what? Jesus said, go in your closet and pray in secret. What do? They bring prayer out and they make it a giant spectacle. Don't fall for it. Worship and walk in holy spirit and truth. John 4:24. Forget all this man-made and Satan-made inspired so-called revivals. Repent and obey the gospel. Check it out at don'tperish.com. Let me know I can help you in the faith. I hope that helps you see the falseness of these false revivals, heresy, mysticism, corruption, damnable doctrines of demons. Don't fall for it. Follow the Lord with all your heart. Worship in spirit and truth. We're here to help you if you are a truth seeker. We love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. Look up don'tperish.com. Go to the gospel. Then look up for this testing, Asbury University Revival Exposed. Tell others about it. Warn them. And then run to the gospel and serve this mighty Savior. Till next time, we love you all. May God be praised.